The Prisoner, Behind Bars in Putin's Russia. I'm haunted by the feeling that it's not me I'm writing about, but some other man who lived through it all. It is as though I was watching it, a film about him, reading a book on him, and here is that book. Shocking but laced with humour, Vladimir Perevezin's extraordinary story is of an ordinary man whose comfortable life was upended. It is The Prisoner, Behind Bars in Putin's Russia. I'm delighted to say that joining me live on the line is Vladimir Perevezin. Vladimir, good morning to you.
Good morning, Giles.
Thank you for joining me. Explain a little bit about your life in Russia before your arrest, please.
Look, at first, I would like to thank you for your interest in my book, and I hope you have a chance to look through my book. And, you know, when I start reading my book, so I have a feeling that this book not about myself, but about someone, another person. So I was an ordinary man working for Yukos Oil Company. And one day I was arrested and accused for stealing $13 billion and sentenced to 11 years in prison.
They just came for you, and you just went to work as normally. They came to your house. And this must have been a tremendous shock.
Yes. I was very surprised then when I was arrested and learned a lot of things about myself. They made hiding surveillance for me. They sent spy. They sent agent about to my car and etc. So I was shocked. And when I was arrested, I made a phone call to my wife, and she doesn't believe me. She just kept thinking that I'm just laughing at her. Nobody, including myself, didn't believe that it's going for me.
You had a comfortable existence in Russia.
Yes.
And did you have any idea how quickly your life could be turned upside down and how brutal the Russian system is when you in the eyes of the Russian state, you cross the line? I mean, did you, because it sounds like it happened incredibly quickly. One day you're working, next day you find yourself being. Yeah.
Look, when you live in your own zone of your own interest, you always think that it will never happen with you. That is the main problem of our mentality. I mean, in Russia, but in my case, I didn't expect that my life could be turned down one day, and I always hoped that, you know, I was hoping that Russian court will acquit me, because my innocence was so obvious. I didn't meet Khodorkovsky in Yukos, so I was just not like top manager of Yukos. I was a middle class employee in this oil company. Like, for example, just like a soldier, never met
A general.
General.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. So the Yukos owner, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, is he one of the people that got in Putin sort of, he got into trouble with Putin? Was this another, if it's a game of chess, you're a very small piece that perhaps Putin wants to use against Khodorkovsky?
I wouldn't say Putin wants just to make a show that some people who works for Khodorkovsky confess to crimes, whatever. But I didn't know any any secret. So I was just employee of officially working company which have audited financial statement. And you know, this financial statement was one of the evidence in our case. Just telephone book with my name also was stated like so-called evidence. So if I didn't come, so they can choose someone else instead of me. But I was lucky to come with the same so-called evidence. They, this investigator shouldn't use another so-called evidence to for another victim. If I not come, so they will choose someone else with the same evidence.
You know, if I was arrested, for example, for taking money from the radio station, let's just say, I would have an appeal and I would speak to my lawyer and I would be let out on bail and I could go back to my house and it would all be very comfortable. But it sounds like in your case that this doesn't happen in Russia. You were just taken and the next thing you know, you are in these conditions, which sound horrendous, Vladimir.
Yes, it's true, but you know, life in colony and prison is not determined by the law. It determines by wishes of prisoners. So it's a way of manipulation from investigators. So they can put you on a good condition prison cell, or they can send you in terrible condition. So they just kind of manipulation. So those days I didn't realize what happened with me because, you know, I didn't sleep for several days. So it was like a bad dream, nightmare.
And the only time we sort of see, and we've seen recently because of the horrible attacks over the weekend in Moscow at the concert, but you see prisoners being let in. I mean, we saw Navalny, of course, when he was being sentenced behind those big glass cages, and there's always armed guards. So how quick was your trial and also tell me a little bit about these penal colonies. You know, where are they and what are they like?
I was in four prison in Moscow before getting verdict for 11 years. And then I was sentenced to 11 years in the penal colony and was sent to colony in Melikhovo, where was Navalny. This colony Navalny was sent to HARP. So, and you know, life in one particular penal colony can differ. You know, penal colony divided for several zones.
Right.
And life in every barrack can differ tremendously from the another one. So you can live one quite good life in one building and not knowing what is going on to the another one. So the jailers just use it for manipulation. So, you know, they make unbearable life in one particular building so that the prisoners could go to work free for another zone. So in my case, you know, I just never have good life.
What did you think when the judge said 11 years? Because you know that it's going to be, you're not going to have an easy time. It must have been, you must have had some very dark thoughts at that point.
You know, my innocence was so obvious that I have a good dream that, every prisoners have some personal documents which goes with you to the colony. And I was just dreaming that I come to the colony and will have some job in bibliothek dealing with the book and like
just in the library, just checking the books and doing some reading. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But but my naivety, you know, some way helps me to survive. If I knew what happened with me before, so I'm not sure that I will be talking with at the moment.
Here's the thing, Vladimir, because obviously I'm a comfortable Westerner. You know, I haven't been to Russia. I don't know. So the only thing I see coming out of Russia is the news, the media, or Hollywood movies. And so we think that Russia's prisons are, you know, basically like it's like a vision of hell, and the inmates are monsters, and it's, you know, people are getting killed or beaten up. Presumably there are, however, a lot of people like you, just innocent people who just want to get through and be free.
Not so many. Right. Not so many. Just a lot of people was sentenced to real crime. They convicted, but a lot of people innocent. Torture, people can, a person can confess to a crime he never committed.
So what's, how long did you actually serve? Were you in the prison for? Go on.
I was sentenced to 11 years, and then when my term was reduced because of changes in criminal code.
Right.
And in Moscow prisons, I sentenced two years and a half, and then I went in Melikhovo, the penal colony. I spent 3 years, and then I went to another colony and another colony. The same. So I was released from the Connolly penal colony in Pokrov, where was Navalny served his first.
Yeah.
Sentence.
What was your feeling like when you knew you were going to be released, and what were those first steps outside like?
I didn't believe it. I didn't believe because till very last moment I wasn't sure that I will be free because someone for president administration of president make a phone call to colony and asked administration colony just to do not let me free.
Somebody called at the last moment to say don't let you free.
Not last moment.
Okay.
Just two years before when my sentence was reduced due to changes in criminal law code, and I received a right to be free before, and someone called to colony and asked, "Don't let Переверзин free." And you know, every head of colony could understand this call his own way. In my case, they make my life unbearable, and I was.
How did you mentally keep going? Because it would be very easy to give up, Vladimir.
I don't really know. I was a lucky man. You know. Before the last colony in Pokrov, where I was released, you know, I served that I was about 2 years in Vladimir colony, and it was my hardest time. Where I describe this situation in my book in chapter Harakiri. So it was really hard time for me. But when I come to, when I was transferred to another colony, so the local administration was scared to deal with me. You know, they didn't want to have a problem with just if I make suicide or something like that.
Mm. You.
But they were sure that I can do it.
Yeah. You were released after serving your sentence, and
yes.
You were allowed to leave Russia. I mean, you decide. I mean, how did? Because you obviously we're not speaking. You're in Germany now, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Now I'm in Berlin. Yes.
Right. So how did you were allowed to leave? Then it was how did you sort of leave Russia and establish and make a home in Germany then on Berlin?
Look, I spent several years in Moscow, and then I was offered a job in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why I was I moved to Germany about 6 years ago.
Yeah,
but you know my story in freedom is not less fascinated than my story in prison. It was not so. Life, my life is not so easy because I till now I have nightmare. So, unfortunately,
yeah,
unfortunately.
And you wrote the book originally. What was it in 2013? And it's been translated
in Russian. It was published in 2013, and it was published. Then it was translated into German language, and you know, some Germans asked me if the translation was right. No. My answer was translation was right, but we didn't have right because, you know, something was describing in my book, you know, cannot fit into the head person of law-abiding person from civilized country.
Sure. But the problem is now, of course, is that you're allowed to write that book in 2013. But since then, with the invasion of Ukraine, there are more laws. You can't protest. You can't say anything against the Russian state. So, you know, this book is if you like shining a light on what is going on there and the justice system.
Unfortunately, it's still topical. Mm. But you know, I would prefer my book wouldn't be topical and everybody forget about my book, including me. Because you know, as I mentioned, I have a nightmare, so it's better to forget. But it's still topical, so I hope we will have some in future. It won't be topical anymore.
And do you not worry about this book? Because you know how a lot of people who criticize Russia get into even more trouble. Are you not worried, or did you just decide that it was important to write about your experiences?
You know, every single word in my book is true.
Mm.
And it was published in Russian language, it was published in German. So I'm worried about, but it's important for me to tell through what was happened to me. And what's happened to me can happen to anyone.
Mm. Indeed. The book is called The Prisoner, Behind Bars in Putin's Russia. It is by Vladimir Perezvezin, who I'm speaking to today. Vladimir, can people find you on the internet? Do you have a website or social media?
Facebook.
Facebook.
Because of Facebook, yes.
Okay, we can find you on Facebook then. You can.
Yes.
The book is called The Prisoner. It's congratulations on the book, Vladimir. It's a brave book, and
thank
it shines a light. The book is called The Prisoner. It's by Vladimir Perevezin. Vladimir, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for your interest in this.